The rollout of the Epstein files is a disaster. Trump still wants Greenland. And speaking of green, Trump reclassifies marijuana. Sort of. And more on this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. Well, this is the last America Uncovered of 2025. And what a decade this past 365 days has been. It's been a year dominated by stories of National Guards being deployed to liberal cities to quell protests over ICE raids. Although the Supreme Court blocked the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard to Chicago. So much for the court being conservative puppets of the president. And speaking of ICE, we've also seen countless stories of immigrants being deported and legal battles over whether or not they were secretly gang members. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is Schrodinger's MS-13 gangster. And speaking of gangs, there are the Venezuelan drug runners the Trump administration has been blowing up on boats. They just struck another one this week. And they finally released evidence showing they were definitely, totally 100% drug runners. And here it is. Boy, I'm sure glad they released that evidence. Now I no longer feel an existential millennial panic hearing the president accuse this oil-rich country of harboring weapons of mass destruction and flirt with the idea of an invasion. And of course, no recap of 2025 would be complete without talking about Jeffrey Epstein thousands of times. Speaking of, the Justice Department has released thousands of additional Epstein files. And a million more Epstein documents were just found. We're going to be reading PDF files on this dead PDF file until we're all dead. Yay! The DOJ received heavy criticism for its initial release of the Epstein files, which was incomplete and absolutely loaded with redactions. I haven't seen that much black on a white canvas since Justin Trudeau on Halloween. When Katy Perry sang "It's Black and It's White," she was talking about her future boyfriend. And then, as if all that wasn't enough, people found out that by copying and pasting the redactions, you could reveal what many of them were trying to hide. At this point, every story on how the Epstein case has been handled should be accompanied by the Benny Hill theme song. So, what was in this new batch of released Epstein files? Well, I had my researchers brave sleep deprivation and malnutrition by speed reading every one of those thousands of pages over the last few days. May they rest in peace. But one of the biggest revelations was that Trump traveled on Epstein's plane more than previously thought. However, this was before their very public breakup, and it is worth remembering Trump was one of the only powerful people who actually responded to the communications of the attorney for Epstein's victims and helped put him away. The newly released files also included a letter allegedly written by Epstein to fellow, to avoid demonetization, let's just call it S-air, Larry Nassar, where he claimed President Trump also loved young girls. But the DOJ determined this letter was fake. So nothing here appears very incriminating against Trump. Is what I'd be saying if the Department of Justice, while rolling out this new batch of files, didn't put out a statement saying some of these documents contain untrue and sensationalist claims made against President Trump, and they're unfounded and false, and if they had a shred of credibility, they would have been weaponized against him already. But the DOJ is putting them out anyway because of their commitment to the law and transparency, which immediately made everyone suspicious. Pam Bondi and the DOJ have done so much damage to their credibility with all this Epstein nonsense, even their damage control is causing more damage. It's kind of impressive, really. Now, to be fair, there are some pretty crazy allegations against Trump in this most recent batch of Epstein files. One you may have seen involved an anonymous tip from someone who claimed that she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein to Donald Trump when she was 13 and pregnant, gave birth on a yacht while Trump was there, and that her uncle murdered the newborn baby. People have been wondering why no major media have covered this story. But there is a reason beyond, it's a cover-up, bro, and that is, it was an anonymous tip. In a late Christmas miracle, I actually need to commend the mainstream media for their journalistic integrity in not reporting on a story that they can't back up. So really, when it comes to Trump, it looks like the most recent Epstein files are a lot like all of the previous Epstein files, a nothing burger of epic proportions. Former Prince Andrew, on the other hand, maybe not so much, because the files included alleged emails from Andrew to Ghislaine Maxwell requesting that she find him new, quote, inappropriate friends. the emails, he said, "The girls are completely shattered and I will have to give them an early night today as it's getting tiring splitting them up all the time." What a terrible day to have ears and understand English, especially English English. But this has to be fake, because if it happened, that means Maxwell and Epstein did indeed traffic victims to someone other than Epstein. And Kash Patel said that absolutely didn't happen. Name one time the FBI has ever been dishonest about anything. Starting now. But let's please, please, please move on to a lighter topic. Like war. President Trump has announced plans for a new Navy battleship as part of what he's calling a Golden Fleet. Ooh. After that last story about the Venezuelan boat sinking, this has to be the worst time to talk about Trump and boats.
We're calling it the Golden Fleet that we're building for the United States Navy. As you know, we're desperately in need of ships. Our ships are, some of them have gotten old and tired and obsolete.
Old, tired, and obsolete? Somewhere, half of Congress's ears are burning. And Trump showed concept art for the first of this fleet, the USS Defiant. This is so American, I'm shocked it wasn't presented as artwork on the side of a van. The USS Defiant is just one way that Trump is trying to build up U.S. defense and address national security concerns. Remember how earlier in the year he was joking about wanting to take control of Greenland? Well, if you forgot, Trump didn't, and he wasn't joking. Because Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland for security purposes and named Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as special envoy to lead the charge in acquiring the territory. Meaning, if this deal somehow goes through, it would be a new Louisiana purchase. So why would Greenland be important to U.S. national security? Well, this might make some of you mad to hear, but the answer is climate change. You see, warming waters actually make Arctic shipping more difficult. This is because melting ice in the Northwest Passage allows thicker ice from Greenland to flow into the shipping route, making it harder to navigate. Which means, yes, what we learned in D2 The Mighty Ducks is true. Greenland is covered with ice, and Iceland is very nice. This makes Greenland similar to the Panama Canal in that it will be essential for ship navigation. Which means if Greenland were to, oh I don't know, show favoritism to Russia and or China, who are trying to gain more and more control of the Arctic, that could cut off significant US supply chains. So even though the EU and Denmark aren't happy with Trump's plans and consider it a threat, you can see the logic in it. Also, it's not like the US is going to take Greenland by force. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
And all we're going to do is go have us a great conversation with those folks in Greenland. They're in the Western Hemisphere, fits inside the Monroe Doctrine, and we're going to bring them some great Cajun food.
That's right, Cajun food. I'm shocked they haven't offered to become the 51st state already. So everyone who says this plan is mumbo jumbo, you're wrong. It's mumbo gumbo. Authorities say that far-left anti-government, anti-capitalist terrorists plotted to detonate weapons of mass destruction across Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. Weapons of mass destruction? My lord, they had Venezuelan fentanyl? Four were arrested from the extremist group known as the Turtle Island Liberation Front, pictured here in descending order of how poor their grip is on reality. According to the FBI, their targets were going to be tech companies and ICE agents, who would be targeted with shootings and explosives. Which means that a far-left organization named after a fake Native American name for North America was going after agents that expel illegal aliens who are the opposite of Native. You can't make this stuff up. Thankfully, this was thwarted, and the biggest bomb you have to worry about witnessing in Los Angeles will be at the Comedy Store open mic night. Finally, seems like President Trump wanted to give Americans a special present for Christmas.
What would you like Santa to bring?
Not coal.
Not coal. No, you don't want coal. Well, coal is, you mean clean, beautiful coal. I had to do that, I'm sorry. No, coal is clean and beautiful. Please remember that.
Yep, burning coal is so clean and beautiful. Just look at Beijing and squint really, really hard. But coal isn't what Trump decided to give Americans. Something else you light up. Marijuana. Trump signed an executive order expediting marijuana reclassification. He's putting the kush in Jared Kushner, who always looks like he's afraid everyone knows he's high. Some people celebrated and some people criticized Trump for legalizing weed. But here's the thing, he didn't. The executive order is just to speed up the process to reclassify marijuana, and there's no timetable set for this to happen, and when it is reclassified, that'll just make it easier to research. It won't make it legal federally. And here's the kicker. The order is to be executed by Pam Bondi, which means she'll tell us the order is on her desk and will be executed tomorrow. Then when people ask what happened, she'll say they misinterpreted her and hope they move on while looking more nervous than Jared Kushner. What do you think? Leave your comments below with that American flag emoji to show YouTube that we've got engagement. And before YouTube sends you off to some random video, let me guide you to entertainment and enlightenment on the latest episode of my show Deep Thoughts While Gaming, about Star Fox 64 and the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered, and may 2026 be the happiest decade of your life.